you've worked for a long time as a Mason, and you've also emigrated to Boston. Can I just take you back there? Could you tell me where you grew up in Cork?
We grew up in Greenmount, if you're familiar with Greenmount. Up Barrack Street and up one of the side streets was where the old Greenmount school was. I think run by the Presentation Brothers when we were kids. And we were the closest house. My father, of course, was a former Mason. And he was super on St. Francis Church. He died on that, actually. And so he was able to get one of the better houses at the corner, which was a bigger lot and a little bigger house. So that's where we grew up, in 1 Mount Carmel Road. And that's where I spent my first close to 15 years. Because I came here in May and my birthday was in August. So a little bit before my 15th birthday, you know, but started the trades. I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself. My mother took me just up the street here to Kennedy Callahan's. They were relations of my father's family, the Varians. And Paddy Callahan, they lived in one of the houses just up on the, what road is that? Derrynane Road, is it? Josephine would know. And he was an older gentleman, of course, when you're 15 years old. And he took a look at me and, "You're a bit small for your age, boy, aren't you?" And my mother says, "Well, they'll grow." And we did. But I spent probably the first, from 15, probably the first 3 or 4 years with Kennedy Callahan. And I suppose, like all countries, there was a downturn. So they were building corporation houses off Shandon Street, and that slowed down. And my cousin Henry, who died in Nantucket 3 years ago, he died tragically. He was on the same job with me, and he kind of looked out for me because he was 3 years older. And my brother Billy, William, worked for P.J. Hegarty, and he spent his whole apprenticeship with him. But once we got laid off at the housing estate, well, then you had to go and look for jobs. So we went from Kennedy Callahan's to, I think I worked for Murphy Brothers, I worked for Patsy Shea, you might have heard these names, and they were all reputable builders. I think I did a little work for Sisk, but so I had broken time. And actually it set me up for America, because there was a lot of broken time in Boston. Because once the winters came in November, masonry stopped. Today it doesn't, because they heat the buildings. And they have